Let's get some more information on this. I'm joined now by Peter Stacey, who is the Incident Controller for the NT Department of Primary Industry. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Peter.
No problems, Matt. Thank you very much.
Hey, what can you tell us about this ban that's going to be put on melon growers around Katherine?
Look, firstly, I think I'd like to acknowledge the response of Mitchell in his responses to your questions and just acknowledge that that feeling amongst the melon growers is exactly the type of thing that we sort of want to help assist within government. In terms of the bans or the quarantine bans themselves, I would say it's exactly in line with those aspects that Mitchell outlined. This is about the government helping families individually manage their long-term sustainability in the industry, as well as protecting the reputation of the Northern Territory and then helping the Northern Territory industry protect the national industry in the watermelon crop.
I want to know more about the ban, though. Is it going to be for 2 years, and how many people will be affected?
Yes. Currently, based on best assessment both nationally and internationally, we believe that 2 years may be necessary. However, we are looking at a range of other options in terms of alternate crops and ways that we can eradicate this virus as quickly as possible to help the industry get back on its feet. But at this point, we are looking at up to 2 years.
Up to 2 years. And will this be for every watermelon grower in the Katherine region?
Currently, yes, within the Katherine region, we are looking at the areas for quarantine. We have now a total of 7 properties that we either have confirmed infection or suspect there to be infection at. And so we are looking at what quarantine measures need to be in place and exactly where those need to be put in. And that is a subject of ongoing work urgently now to make sure that we can get the information back to all of the growers across the territory as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so when is it likely that this ban will come into place, Peter?
As quickly as possible is sort of the answer I can give you on that, given that this is a legal process to make sure that this gets in, but we would be looking at as early as this afternoon, possibly within the next 1-2 days at the latest.
So if I am a melon grower in the Katherine region, potentially, as of tomorrow, I might have to start digging up my crop and burning it. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the potential impact. We are looking at the range of control measures and including those destruction measures and how they might be put into effect. That is part of what we are looking at now, and we will continue to work with the industry on that to ensure that this process is conducted as smoothly and as with little impact as possible.
There are some really big melon farms just to the south there at Matarenka. Have they been caught up in this?
No, the Matarenka property at this point we are confident is okay, but we will continue to survey and we will continue to work with the industry on biosecurity measures to make sure that this virus doesn't spread any further, which is the whole purpose of putting in the quarantine so that we can contain this as quickly as possible.
So you can confirm that this virus, which has never been found in Australia, it has been found? Because I know last time we spoke, Peter, it was a suspected case, but it has been confirmed now.
Yes, we believe from the laboratory analysis that has been conducted both here in the Northern Territory as well as in Queensland and work in New South Wales that we can confirm the presence of the virus in Australia.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Country Hour. It is 21 past one. We're speaking to Peter Stacey, who is the Incident Controller at the NT Department of Primary Industry. Our news this afternoon is that potentially up to 7 growers, was it, Peter, could be banned from growing melons for up to 2 years.
Well, we're probably looking at around about 10 properties.
Around 10 properties.
Totally affected by the quarantine at this point, and 7 of those that we either have confirmed or suspect presence of the virus on their property right now.
Okay. Our text is 0487 99 1057. Got a text here, Peter, from says he is a concerned ord irrigation grower. The question is, his understanding is that the DPI had been receiving samples since the beginning of the season, with growers and agronomists being told that it was just normal mosaic virus. He asked the question, was there incompetence on behalf of the department in diagnosing this virus, or did the department identify it and refuse to disclose it to relevant authorities out of self-interest for fear of damaging the NT horticultural industry and thus placing the whole Australian melon industry at risk?
No, I can certainly say that has not been a concern of the department at all. In fact, the virus, having never been in Australia, isn't something that is routinely looked for. When samples were taken back to New South Wales after growers first suspected something was wrong with their crop that was unusual from the normal viruses. As soon as we were notified of the results of those tests in early September, we contacted all growers within the first 24 hours to advise them of those processes, and we began our surveillance then at that particular time. So particularly areas like the Ord and around Kununurra are areas that we're also concerned about from the territory's perspective to ensure that we don't that we can contain the virus as quickly as possible. So, no, certainly self-interest is not what this is about. This is about an appropriate response to a very vigorous disease and helping everyone, of course, our own growers locally, but nationally as well.
Just thinking of that episode of rice blast in the Ord a few years ago, though, that farm was shut down straight away, nothing in, nothing out. For months now, under this suspicion, there's been melons being trucked to all corners of Australia.
I can't say that's months that we've had suspicion. We were notified of results in September, only in September, and as soon as those results were through and we knew what we were dealing with, we began response processes immediately. The laboratory analysis to confirm the presence of this virus, given that it wasn't something that was seen in Australia ever, isn't something that you can just conduct in a day. It takes some time to get confirmation back, and so as soon as we received that confirmation back, we began this process of quarantining.
What help from government should these impacted growers expect?
Okay, well, firstly, from the Northern Territory government, of course, with the quarantine measures, is just the start of the process. We're as much interested in the recovery of the industry as those within the industry are themselves. So we are looking at a range of, and we already have information up on the website, personal and family counselling services to help those farmers individually affected with the distress that this will cause. We're looking at, there are a range of financial services listed on our website as well. Very shortly, certainly this month, the Rural Business Support South Australia will be down in the Katherine region and is preparing to have individual meetings with the farmers as well. So we are looking at a range of measures to help them, not only in terms of finance and counselling, but also what other crops they may be able to plant in the next couple of years. But certainly the recovery of these individual families is of utmost importance to the government.
And for growers outside of the region, so let's think of a melon farm in the Darwin rural area.
Yep.
What could this mean to market access and trade?
Certainly for those that are not affected, it shouldn't have any significant impact on their access and trade. And so they will be able to continue to trade over this next 2-year period or the entire quarantine period while ever they remain free of the virus.
Right. And just finally, I want to clarify, the Katherine region, has it just lost its melon industry?
In the short term, I would say that's a reasonable conclusion, but we will be doing everything we can to make sure that this period of disruption is as short as possible.
Peter Stacey, I really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. I wish we were talking about something else.
Thanks, Matt. I wish we were talking about something else as well.
Yeah, have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks.
Peter Stacey, he is the Incident Controller for the NT Department of Primary Industry.